Turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 10. We're reading the second half of chapter 10, verses 15 through 33. 1 Corinthians 10, 15 through 33. And hear now the words of the Lord. I speak as to wise men. You judge what I say. Is not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread which we break a sharing in the body of Christ? Since there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Look at the nation Israel. Are not those who eat the sacrifices sharers in the altar? What do I mean then? That the thing sacrificed to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to become sharers in demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? We are not stronger than He, are we? All things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own good, but that of his neighbor. Eat anything that is sold in the meat market without asking questions for conscience' sake. For the earth is the Lord's and all it contains. If one of the unbelievers invites you and you want to go, eat anything that is set before you without asking questions for conscience' sake. But if anyone says to you, this is meat sacrificed to idols, do not eat it for the sake of the one who informed you and for conscience' sake. I mean not your own conscience, but the other man's. For why is my freedom judged by another's conscience? If I partake with thankfulness, why am I slandered concerning that for which I give thanks? Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no offense either to Jews or to Greeks or to the church of God. Just as I also please all men and all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of the many, so that they may be saved. Thus far in the Word of God. Remember last Lord's Day, and even you go back to chapters 8 and chapters 9. The beginning, if you remember last Lord's Day, chapter 10, the Lord, through Paul, exhorted the Corinthian church, do not imitate the wilderness generation of Israel. And now we're in the last half of the chapter, and he comes back to the issue of food sacrificed to idols. And he is saying here, do not imitate the idolatrous Corinthian culture. Don't imitate your fathers who sinned. Now do not also imitate the culture around you. You're the church. See what you get to take part in. The cup of blessing at the table of the Lord, the Lord's Supper, the bread there that symbolizes the unity of the church. You get to partake in that. The body and blood of Jesus. And now look at the ceremonial law with Israel, he says. Those who were allowed to partake of the sacrifices that were offered on the altar, were they not reckoned as to be partaking of the sacrifice itself? Yes, they were. Thus, it was a part of the worship of God. Yes, it was a part of the worship of God. Verse 19, Paul asks the question, does that mean that a thing sacrificed to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, we've already covered that. He's already covered that in the first half of chapter 10. In chapter 9, he says in verse 20, the things in your culture, not the Israelite culture, your culture, the Gentile culture, the Corinthian culture, they sacrifice to demons. They're not sacrificing to God. They're not sacrificing to Yahweh. Therefore, do not become partakers, sharers in demons when you partake of the meat sacrificed to idols. You cannot serve two masters. Definitely not demons and God. You dare provoke the Lord to jealousy, he asks. Are you greater or stronger than God? Absolutely not. So don't imitate the culture, the Corinthian culture. Do not take the thing sacrificed to demons knowingly, as those even new believers are still thinking that that meat sacrificed to idols, when they partake of it, they're in some way still honoring, worshiping those foreign pagan gods. They haven't got all the dots connected yet. Why should we not partake in those that meat sacrificed to the demons' idols when we knowingly are partaking of that meat and the people around us know we are partaking of that meat? Because verse 23, all things are lawful. You can partake of the meat. He says you can go to the market and buy without asking questions. All things are lawful, you can't eat the meat, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things edify. You aren't Christians now to serve your own good, to fill your bellies in this context. You are to love your neighbor, serve your neighbor, be aware of your neighbor and his conscience. And so again, he says, when you go to the market, don't worry about where that meat came from. It could have come from the meat sacrificed to idols. It could just be regular meat. But don't ask questions. Because when you start asking questions, then they're going to say, well, yeah, this is meat is sacrificed to an idol. Then you can't partake it. Because then the one who's selling it knows that you're partaking as a Christian of these idols. Sharers and demons. Don't ask questions. Just buy the meat at the market. Verse 27 and following are pretty self-explanatory. It says, if one of the unbelievers invites you to partake in a meal, and you want to go, eat anything that is set before you without asking questions for conscience sake. But if anyone says to you, this meat is sacrificed to idols, do not eat it for the sake of the one who informed you for conscience sake. And he says, I mean not your own conscience, because you know it's just meat. Verse 26, for the earth is the Lord's and all it contains. It is meat. It's for you. I mean, not your own conscience, but the other man's. For why is my freedom judged by another's conscience? It is for their conscience. That you would not be a stumbling block to them coming to Jesus Christ or being sanctified in Jesus Christ. So you do have freedom. You do have liberty of conscience. But don't bind the conscience of another. Even somehow bind them in such a way that they think and believe false things. Even though you're not attempting to do that. So serve not yourself, serve your neighbor. Care about your neighbor. Care about their heart. You see, the whole point in this is not to enjoy all the things of this earth, though we could do that. It is not for pleasure alone or soul pleasure that you would get to partake of it, or you get to partake of the meat and fill your bellies. It is verse 31. Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, even in all your freedom and liberty of conscience, do all to the glory of God. So don't cause one to stumble. Do not give offense unnecessarily. Seek not your own profit, all so that others might be saved, all that so others would be sanctified. Do all to the glory of God. So chapter 10 has taught us not to imitate the wilderness generation. And also here, do not imitate the culture, the Corinthian culture. But for us, the culture. Don't imitate the culture. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for giving us all that is contained in the earth, that You have given us dominion over all the creatures, animals, plants. Father, we thank You that You are a God who has made us somewhat in charge of, sovereign over these things, having dominion over these things. That you would use us to make this earth look better. Especially in a sinful world. That we are your instruments being used for good. And yet as we partake in the things of this world, Father, there are things that others use the things of the world for evil and for false worship and worshiping demons and things in this world that can cause even brothers and sisters in Christ, or even people outside the church and the culture, to stumble in accordance with the gospel. There are some in the church who would stumble because to not be sanctified as much as they could, because they not all the lines, the dots have been connected. They haven't understood many things, even some basic things. And so for some to drink alcohol in their presence causes them to stumble. For some, partaking in other things. Here is the example of food. To partake in such things would cause them to stumble. Or break their conscience or harm their conscience. So Father, we ask that you would teach us those areas, reveal to us those areas, and the truths about those around us, within the church and even in our culture, who would stumble to believe the gospel. May we not be a people who do actions, of which when we take those actions, they actually cause people to stumble to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Such things that are very obvious to us should be when we are hypocrites. When we commit hypocrisy, cause us to live godly lives for Christ Jesus, that we would not be hypocrites in that external ways at least. But even internal, we ask that you would sanctify us, make us holy, so that people in the world can see our good works and glorify the Father in heaven, that they would not stumble at the name of Jesus just because of us. Lord, cause us in all things not to think of ourselves only, but to do all for your glory, that you would be glorified and honored and praised. Lord, we are a selfish people. We want to do what we want to do. But Lord, let us love our neighbor as ourselves, longing and praying for our neighbors that they would be saved and sanctified. Father, hear our prayers because we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.